Good evening and welcome to this lady coffee shop. We have a new guest with us tonight, a new co-host, Miss Hazel. How are you, darling?
I'm okay, thank you. How's yourself?
Pretty good. We'll get your intro done up and all that. You're kind of hopping in spot, and you're going to be on the first show of each month, but she's finishing out this month with me because she had a lovely new package delivered.
I did, my gorgeous, beautiful little grandson, who decided to make an arrival a week late.
Mm-hmm. He was almost a New Year's baby.
Or was he? New Year's...
Yeah.
We kicked the new year off with a good start.
We did. So, tell our audience about yourself, because, you know, this is a new audience for you. Then we'll get into dishes and tea, guys.
Right, about myself, I've worked as a psychic medium for, trying to work it out now how old the kids are, about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I lost 7 members of my family within 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was always a psychic from when I could start talking. And then when I lost all my family, I thought, no, I need to take this up professionally and give back. And here I am today.
Yes. And you've been on network for how long?
20 years.
20 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, me, and Sandy, we're closing into where we should be getting gold watches.
It's retirement soon, I'm sure.
Oh, no. No, honey. No, we are not. See, that's the other thing people don't get us. We don't get those fancy retirement. Well, I don't know. You might. Like,
no, I don't.
Will you get a pension check?
Sorry?
Will you get a pension check?
I will, but because I've paid into it privately.
Ah, yes, yes. My retirement date's the day they put me in a box.
That'll probably be the same as mine. We can dream.
Well, I was impressed. They sent me a little oil diffuser like 4 years ago for Christmas, and I'm like, oh, that's just cute. Then I saw it on Temu, and I'm like, really, guys?
Can I just add, in case the guys are wondering, I am Welsh, but I moved to England about 25 years ago, so I now live just outside London.
Yep.
Because no doubt people are wondering where I'm from.
Yes,
and where I'm based.
Right. You're out of UK. She is a UK reader with all the regs and organization, and, you know, and she can look at you and go, yep, that's actually law here.
Yeah.
GRD, you acted like it was no big deal. And I'm like, do what?
See, and that's where, oh, do you know that bloody Brenda is stalking me? She's back again.
Yes, she comes over from the station. You know, she's part of the, you're now part of the station, so you get to see her all the time.
Evening, guys.
Yes.
Yes, but it's strange how your networks and my networks, even though we work for the same, we have to go with similar regulations, but obviously different regulations, if that makes sense.
Honey, the only thing different is the letterhead on top of the freaking email, okay?
Yeah.
We have determined that. I've looked at you and said, look, you know, like the email I got today. rates are skyrocketing. They're 23% up. Well, so is your fees. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And please don't be rude to customers. If I wanted to work on a sex line, I would go and work for a sex line, not having to deal with questions with, am I going to have sex with a stranger tonight?
I don't know. You're going to go pick one up? Like some of these questions we get from clients, which we'll talk about in a little bit, is weird. Let's talk about
Very
some
weird.
of the crappy computer stuff we get.
Can I just jump in a minute? Shannon,
Sure.
you dark horse, where have you been hiding the last few weeks? I'm not having it. Sort yourself out.
Yes. And then, of course, hello, Miss Hoodie. Hello, Sandy. Nice to see you all. Emily, somewhere in the comments. Hello, Emily. Lovely to have you guys with us tonight. So, for years, about this time every year, we normally get an email that says, raise your prices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't raise my prices.
I'm not raising or lowering my prices when
No,
a
the way.
friggin' network puts a reader on top page at $20 a minute.
Yeah. I don't know if you think the same as me. When a client comes to us, they're vulnerable. They need help. Why would we go and put our prices up sky high? And then we are pricing our regular clients who have got us to where we are out of the
Right.
bracket. No way.
See, yeah, and I've always just raised the cost of living. Like, if it's a
Yes.
5% cost rate, cost of living, that means last year's dollar is 5 cents cheaper, or last
Yeah.
year's pound, then I'll raise it to 5%. I ain't raising it this year. I probably won't raise it next year.
No.
But let's talk about some real prices. Real prices right now. Let me go to their
Me with
lovely
it,
page. You know, let's go to the Americans top one that I want to get you on.
Yeah.
$22.99 a minute. $14.99 a minute. $18.99 a minute with a Russian model's photo. $14.55. $15.99 a minute. $16.99 a minute. $16.88 a minute. $36.99 a minute.
Do you know, I could not justify charging a client that. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being big-headed. I work with clients all over the world, as you know,
Right.
online and private, and there's no
Right.
way I would charge that. The same as
Right.
you wouldn't.
No, not at all. So I can get them going either lower your rate, either leave your rate the same or lower it. I could understand that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now let's go into the style of this. Let's go into the stuff you told me when we first met up about playing with the computers.
Stuff I told you.
Refreshing every 20,
If the
refreshing every 20.
company told, if the company knew what I told you, I'd be sacked.
No, you won't.
Right, this is
No, you won't.
something we gotta go with, guys. When you start
Yeah.
with certain companies, they don't tell you you need to refresh. Sorry, guys, it's 1 a.m. with me, so I'm like on my deathbed. They don't tell you to refresh your page every 20 minutes. They don't tell you to flick pages. We'd expected to know all this ourselves. There's so many different things, like to me, I'm really old-fashioned. If a client was to call me love, I wouldn't like that at all. But we are encouraged to use terms, how can I put it? Like darling and sweetheart, point blank, no. No. If somebody has been through a rough time, that's the last thing they want to be called, because you don't know a person's triggers.
No, you don't. And I've gotten jumped on because I speak Southern American. Honey, darling, sweetie, it's the way it is. And they just love that. Like, companies love it when I send out emails about, hi, darling, how are you? You know, look forward to talking to you again. Let's talk about sending out emails.
Yeah.
I had, now granted, you know, I do 3 emails a week. That's all I do is 3 emails
a week. They're lucky if they get 1 a month off me.
I know they're lucky to get 1 off a month of you until you get over to a certain network, honey. As soon as I get you on it, baby girl, we'll get you set up for everything. 3 times a week. Boom, ba, boom, ba, boom, 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 boom.
See, Regina agrees with me.
Uh-huh.
And I think, from a woman's perspective,
mm-hmm.
Right, we're not going to go shot for what we said on you. So if I sent you an email saying, hi, my little darling donkey dick, because that's basically what you're saying to a woman when you're calling her, darling.
Uh-huh.
Can you see where I'm coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the term love.
Yes.
When somebody says, hiya, love, it's like, whoa, hang on, I don't know about you. I don't know your name, so you can't call me that.
Right. How do we get email readings? Well, it depends on the platform. Now, if you want an email reading from me, you can go over to aceandnight.com and you can get an email reading. We're not talking about email readings. Email readings, I love. I'll do 100 of those a day. Okay. We're talking about emails about, it's a wolf moon tonight, and during this time, you need to be activating your heart chakra. How they came up with that, I don't know. But okay, yeah, that was an email I got today in an email box.
The other thing that I think these companies need to be aware of, when they receive so many emails, it gets to the point where people unsubscribe.
Uh-huh.
And where it's like, oh, God, another email.
Right.
That's how I personally feel.
Right.
But then I work with a lot of clients from Australia
mm-hmm.
and places over that side of the world, whereas you got clients all over, so they probably like that.
They love the emails. Like, my client, like, granted, that was a great tip they gave me. It's like, you need to send 3 email communications a week. You sign up for Ace's newsletters and you'll get the emails he's talking about. Yep, very much so. You should be on my newsletter list. But like the refreshing every 15 minutes. The clearing your cookies and cheetah. Oh my God, people would think. Like I said this to him, blue in the damn face. Clear your cookies, clear your cheetah, clear your cookies, clear your cheetah. And people go, it doesn't matter. And it's like, yes, it does.
But I wonder how many people clear their cookies and then don't sign off.
Well, no, I wonder who clears their cookies and don't sign off, or they clear their cookies and don't power off their computer.
Yeah. So then whatever you've cleared off is going to hang around until you've rebooted.
Exactly. You know, and that's the other thing that they don't teach new psychics coming onto any lines is your computer has to be fresh booted.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Are you kidding me? We are in the 21st century and, you know, why are you doing this to people? Oh, well, you know, It's just common knowledge. You do that. Why, you know, why do you have to be told to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, how do you deal with stroppy clients?
Okay, you're going to translate that one for me.
Stroppy clients. Clients that are trying to dictate how we do our jobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I deal with
We
them
are.
about
You've
as
learned
well
a
as I
new
do.
word. You've learned a new
Yes.
word. You've learned stroppy.
Yes, I call them cranky, but anyhow, I read the way I read, you read the way you read, everyone else reads the way they read. But what I find, and I'll correct a client and go, no, this is how I work.
Yeah.
Name, birth date, and question.
Yeah. I had that incident earlier, and I was like, you don't come to me telling me what another reader have told you. I do not work like that. I will not work like that. And if that's how you expect me to work, please go and find a different reader.
Go back to the one who told you the reading that you're trying to get me to compare to.
Yeah.
That. The other one I love is, would networks do that?
Yeah.
Sorry, honey. You know, when I got into the business, the network was owned by a psychic, by four psychic dudes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ever since then, everything from our companies to investment banking companies own us, and they don't know a damn what we do.
No. No.
Or what we deal with.
The thing is, ladies, I think we're all ladies in the room. Me and Aeson, he'll wait for me to get up in the morning and sign on, and we'll have a bitch. And I mean, when we have a bitch, we have a good bitch. Mm-hmm. And then we write for the rest of the day.
Exactly. Because it's like, did you see, have you heard, did you read, what the hell are they saying?
Yeah.
Like, I even ran it through the translator to make sure I didn't miss a word.
But that's the good thing. We bounce off each other.
We do. And we share information because neither one of us gets the same story.
No, no. And that's the good thing because you will say to me, have you read this? And I'll say to you, have you read this? And that's when we come up to the agreement of, okay, this is what they're planning next.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, we know this because we've been around. It's like, oh, I don't know. I will say within a month from now.
Yes.
Yeah. Certain, you know, some of the networks will be coming to us with a, if you want to join us in this marketing campaign, here's your fee.
Because, guys, let me explain. When I first came professional, I worked for the Circle. They are part of the brand that we worked for.
One of the brands we work for.
Yeah.
We work for multiple brands, let's be clear and honest. But tell them about life at the Circle.
I can swear it on you, can't I?
Yes, you can.
Fucking terrible.
Tell them about life at the Circle.
It was dreadful. There was no management there. All the management that were there weren't psychic or worked with spirits, so they didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing the interviews for the new people being taken on board. Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind, as you see me here, the ladies will tell you, I'm like this as a person whenever I do anything. This is me on social media, online. This is how I am. And I used to say, no, you're not taking them on.
Right.
Because in the beginning, when these sites started, they weren't sure what a psychic medium was or a tarot reader, because that was 20 years ago.
Right.
And then I left them when I was headhunted by another company.
Mm-hmm.
I now work for a company who headhunted me, and then I headhunted Aeson as well.
Exactly. That's how we do. That's how you get hired.
It is, but that's how well we work together.
It is.
And Brenda got my back. Thanks, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this ain't Monday night, honey. We ain't, y'all guys, we now understand we love modern spiritualists. We just can't curse over there. We can't, you know, talk about topics that are too controversial, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's because it's a corporate show. We're not corporate show. We're paid for by, you know, the show is paid for by the baristas and they're the ones that take care of the show, which is different than when it's a network or networks doing it.
But everybody thinks, now this is another big one, you work from home, it's easy. It's bloody not.
No.
Today, I have worked from 9 a.m. this morning, and it's now 1 a.m. And I have worked all straight through today.
I thought you took a break in the evening, so did you get one of those lovely phone calls?
It was a case of, because it was so quiet, I could take my break in between calls.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I done, because I got a new sofa now, so when I sit down, I like stay there.
Yes. Yeah, that's on my shopping list next.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever worked for one of the networks that is, you know, you got to talk 1,800 minutes to get paid?
The Circle. You the have circle. To, even though we were self-employed, mm-hmm. we had to work so many hours a week.
Mm-hmm. What's that number?
That number used to be full-time 39 hours a week.
39 hours a week, which was your max to work.
You could work as much as you wanted to, but you had to work that 39 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when they told me that, I said, well, no, I'm self-employed. You take a big cut of my wages. So no, I work when I want to work and how I work.
Yeah, it gets interesting because, you know, they'll have the minimum number to be on a network.
Yeah.
Meaning this is the minimum number of hours you've got to work. Then they'll have the maximum number to work.
Yeah.
Then after that, they can say, oh, you can work as many hours you want, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, that's cute. I know what happens when you hit 70 hours on some of these networks.
Yeah.
Your phone don't ring. You don't appear anywhere on the site available. Hell, sometimes you may not even appear that you're there.
Yeah, they do shadow us. They do. Mm-hmm. I would call it shadow ban.
Yes.
They do that quite a lot.
Right.
And then I'll let you into a secret. If you're shadow banned, log out and log back in.
Mm-hmm. After because you do your reset.
Yeah.
Yeah. After you do a full reset, then log back in.
Yeah.
Because it's an ISP band.
To work on the sites that we work on, you've got to be clever and work them at their own game.
Well, you got to do that. And now, this is how we get to our clients, and we love our clients. And I'm sorry, I will not say ever again, hi, this is ASIN Extension 2413. Hated saying that in the old network.
Yeah.
Do you have a pen and paper available to write down our notes during our call? No. Well, you go ahead and I'll wait. I'll wait while you get a pen and paper.
That's so condescending to our clients.
Well, I mean, I won't work for a network that requires me to say that ever again.
No. The thing is, the clients know who they've come through because they've picked you. The other one I hate is please leave feedback at the end of the call. No. Because why should somebody feel pressured into leaving feedback for something they've paid for?
Not on their dime. I'll send them an email and says, hi, remember to leave feedback if you want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not going to say it on the call.
No, because you know as well as I know, when you've done a reading, it takes a few days for things to set in to the person you've read for.
Right. And this is what people that have been championing for instant feedback, meaning that if the client doesn't leave it in like 7 days, then they don't get an opportunity to leave feedback. They actually have to call you again. Talk for a certain amount of minutes so that they can leave feedback. No. One girl, love her to death. She's been one of my clients for probably 30 years. It took her about 9 years to get what she was wanting.
Yeah.
I kept telling her the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. 9 years. ASIN doesn't change your story. She finally leaves me feedback. She called me and talked for 20 minutes about dreadfully nothing. I think we were even talking about like what the weather was doing outside, so that she knew that she could leave feedback, and she left me glorious feedback, and she left in there. It took me 9 years to get to where ASIN wanted me to be so I could have what I want.
I think that's unfair. Sorry, I gotta take my glasses off.
Go
Because
for
it comes to the stage where a lot of clients will wait until the time frames we have given them is over,
Right.
which is understandable. That's what they've paid for.
Right.
But then you've got certain companies that push and push and push, that you ask for feedback, you do this, you do that. And it's not fair to the people who you're reading for because that's taking precious time away from them.
Yeah, and it's like devices and browsers.
Yeah.
I should be able to use any browser I want to work,
Yeah.
to portal into companies. No. You got to use this browser.
Because
You
the
got to use, but for
companies,
this,
yeah, because
the
they
other
use
one, you.
software that block the other, so it don't make sense.
Oh, it doesn't make total sense. Honey, I've got right now, I've got an iPad that I had to buy for one network.
Yeah.
I have my Android phone for another network. I have six different browsers on my computers for the other six networks.
Yeah.
And they can't live. Now, in the old days, when I decided, oh, I want to get out of more than Psychic Power Network, I had to go buy whole new computers because they couldn't
Yeah.
exist on the same computer.
And it's bad because we are self-employed. They don't employ us as such.
Oh no, nor do they pay for our equipment upkeep.
No.
They don't even
And
call these companies up like Dell and whatever and say, look, if we recommend your computer to our psyches, can you give us a discount code? Wouldn't that be great if, the companies, we'll just start calling them the companies because I hate saying networks. Send us an email and said, so we called up Dell and here's a special code for everyone looking to
yeah.
buy a new computer. Or we called up Skytech and here's a code for everybody looking to buy a new computer. You'll get 20% off.
Yeah. Because that's the other thing. We can't buy just basic computers. We've got to buy very good ones with good memory, with good running times, because they're on from morning till night.
Yeah,
You know,
every day,
even,
any day.
yeah, and even in the summer, we know if it gets too hot, our devices get too hot as well. So
Yep,
we need
that's why.
devices that will run over that.
Right. And heaven forbid your c internet in your area has a problem.
Because then we can't work. You're knocked off until you can get it sorted. Because most of these companies, we can't work with our, like on our phones, we have Wi-Fi free. But you can't work a lot of the companies on the phone because their software don't allow it.
Yeah, or you can't work wireless
Yeah.
because it isn't fast enough. It'll lose the ping cycle. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be a standard website, but you're not. Like, people don't get that. Oh, so what is your pet peeves here lately?
Being told how to do my job. Don't teach me to suck eggs because I've been doing it longer than most of the managers have been alive.
I know.
That
Or
really infuriates me. Or when they send out emails, would you like to attend this training session? Stick your training session up your arse.
Well, let's do translation, shall we? I'll say what I get, what phrases that they use. You tell me what they mean.
Right,
for
go
audience.
On.
They'll like this. Our research shows.
That would tell me that straight away they're watching you work and they're not happy.
No. The line is, our example, our research shows that customers prefer to be called honey, dar, in terms of endearment.
You've seen what I've put in our Slack conversations with the team on things like that.
I know.
That really boils my piss. Because do you know why? Over here, it's a criminal offence to say things like that. If you're walking down the street and a man on a building site wolf whistles at a woman, he can be arrested for that.
Mm-hmm.
So why should it be different for somebody who works on a building site or for somebody that's self-employed that works from home?
Right. To optimize the customer experience.
Do you know what? Our figures show them that our customers come back and new customers as well. I would go back and tell them to recalculate.
Mm-hmm. But what are they saying when they say that is what I'm saying.
They're saying they want you to bring more customers in.
Uh-huh. And how do they want you to do that?
By being more active online. But you can't be active online if they ghost you.
Exactly. Where was the other one? I'm sorry, I'm flipping through a lot of these notices. You may recall in our last update,
your updates come when you want to update. You don't inform us when updates come. You just do them and expect us to know what's going on.
Yeah, but when they say, you may recall in our last update.
The same as the one before, where nothing changes.
Right.
See? They love my sayings. The other one is,
uh-huh.
The other one is, it really grips my shit.
Uh-huh.
I love them knowing the English slang off by heart now by Christmas.
Yep.
Brenda, you love my sayings, don't you?
They do. They love you. That's why I brought you over. That, and you're just fun. Let's see here. Our research shows that you should blank.
Our research shows that you should be online more.
Right.
I would politely tell them to go forth and multiply.
I know you would. But what does that actually translate into what we should know? Like, what should we be hearing when that is? Like, when I hear our research shows, it says, you should now do the following.
I find that really, really patronizing.
Exactly.
I find that condescending. Right, ladies, let me let you into a little secret. I messaged Aeson before Christmas and they said to me, do you want to be Reader of the Week? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And then they said to me, you need to record a video to put on your profile. Worst thing management ever said to me. Because he had an email back politely telling him that I will not be bribed, I will work the way I'm doing, and if they need a video for my profile, they won't be having it.
Well, what I'll get is why they didn't just take a segment of our show.
Yeah.
Go back to the first show of me and Hazel. We've both done our introduction. Watch my video on any of the networks I'm on, and then go watch that video, and it's the same damn thing. We said the same things.
Yeah.
How many different ways can I say I've been reading longer than dirt by now? I know most of y'all's problems is sort them out in less than 5 minutes and be done with it, which they don't like that. They hate that I can do a reading in 5 minutes.
No. The thing is, you were like me, and that's why we work so well together.
Exactly.
We won't beat around the bush because our clients are paying for our service.
Right.
Money is tight for everyone these days.
Right.
So, you know, don't say, well, you know. And that's how a lot of readers talk.
Right.
And it's like, put 50 pence in the slot and, you know, make yourself talk a bit faster.
Exactly. Like, what the hell? I got a tongue ring because I talk too fast and nobody around me could understand me.
And I always get, I didn't quite get your last answer. What did that say? I'm not going back into your reading because it uses my energies. Please read the transcript of your reading that is available online.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer they get off me. Because if you answer that one question, you get 1,000 more sent your way.
I'll answer, like, what was the last thing you said? Because it's normally sit down and shut up. But, you know, that's just normal. You know,
when you look at it, considering we are self-employed, they like to push their rules and regulations on us.
Oh, they love to manipulate the rules and regulations because those change. They do. They so freaking do.
Do you know what?
Freaking 20 years.
Do you know what really, really pisses me off?
Go for it.
I've got nothing against readers of different religions or backgrounds, but if you're working on an English site, speak the fucking language.
Agreed.
You know, some of the things we see in our work chat, I'm like, oh my God, I'm embarrassed to say they work for the company.
Some of the things we see elsewhere, I am like, oh my earthly quaisance. Okay, like, and there's this one country, it's like, I'm sorry, if you cost me $160,000, I wouldn't employ anybody from that country.
Yeah, yeah.
How hard is that?
I agree. I agree totally, because at the end of the day, right, this is how I look at it. If we've got to phone a customer service for a certain company, like if you're phoning the electric company or the oil company and you're left on hold, then when you get through, you speak to a person that can't understand you.
Right.
We are not actually paying for them to speak to us, but when people call us, they do. So they should have somebody that can speak the language.
Right. At a minimum, speak the language. Understand the language. And this is what gets me. And granted, I speak to everybody. I will tell you, the Taiwanese, they speak the best English. They make the Queen's English sing.
Yeah. But the thing is, with me or you, I've had to message you in the middle of a reading and say, what does this mean? And you've had to come back and say, this means this. The same as you've had to do.
Right. Because, like, boil my piss, what the fuck are you doing with that?
You like that one, though, don't you?
I like that one. But, you know, that's slang. That is something that you can go back and reiterate with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But when there's a loss for the English, any of the Englishes, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to speak another language, If you speak Portuguese, go work for the Portuguese Airlines. Yes,
Yeah.
I know they're backstabby little knife bitches over there. Believe me, I see the freaking backstabbiness and going on in that market. It ain't funny. Although I will say it, psychics are fucking sharks. We do not colonate well together. We need to have at
No.
least a sea between us and different marketing.
It's a very dog-eat-dog world.
Yes.
One
Yes.
thing I won't do is comment on another psychic's work. Each of us work individually and we're unique to ourselves.
Until
Oh,
I
here he
start
goes.
hearing hog
The finger
shit
pointing
and
have
bullshit.
started.
Yes, until I hear hog shit and bullshit out of it. And I'm like, oh, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah. I can tell you guys now, there've been a few readers that are in a work chat, and I'll just send a message and say, what do you think of them? You'll say, you tell me first, and I'll say, they're utter bullshit, and he'll come back with, yep, I thought the same.
Well, no. The moment I start commenting on readers and what they have said in another reading with another client is when that client is going, should I send them the $5,000 to do the spell? Should I order the next spell after I've done ordered five spells from them and I'm not seeing
Yeah.
results? Oh, honey child, I will lose my shit.
But that's so true, Brenda. They will
I have
try
put them
and
on
do that.
blast.
Yeah.
We had a psychic shop here. Now
They are the
understand.
worst. I'm sure
Okay.
they buy stones that go in the bottom of fish ponds. They just give them a little shine and sell them.
This girl was selling stones out of her driveway for $2,000. She was selling dust off her floor and calling it Vatican dirt and selling it for $5,000. Like you've been appalled when I said, please, I wish we could get a JDR explained to the US markets. Please, I wish we could get the regulations that the UK have for the US in a heartbeat. Like Congress, go over to King. Can we get a copy of this? Thank you. Put this into law. We would love it.
Because at the end of the day, what she's doing is theft.
At the end of the day,
The thing is,
what she's doing is pure theft.
Clients come to us because they need answers. And that's what we do. We give that help and advice.
Right.
But somebody like that is just extorting money for the sake of it.
It's like when they've approached me to sell rituals. I'll give them a recipe here and there, but I'm not doing it.
No.
Hell, I've handed out a ton of them here on the shows, but I'm not charging
No,
for
no.
rituals. They can just set that in their own little sales box.
The thing is, spell work. How somebody can do that online is beyond me. Because that takes so much work, that takes so much energy, and then if it don't work, then what do you do?
Right.
Because for me, I'm really old-fashioned in believing you can't make somebody love you. They love you because they want to love you, not because you want to make them love you.
Well, I'll put it bluntly. A love spell and a date rape drug are the same damn thing. And then, no matter how long that spell works, because every spell breaks, that whole time you're going to be trying to wonder if it's you, the way you've presented yourself, or the spell.
And
So,
it's
no,
quite
I don't think.
worrying how many people offer those and the bloody prices they charge.
Oh, I know. Also,
And it's
I got an
ridiculous.
email for $3,500 for a list. And I'm like, I didn't even ask for the quote. It
No.
was sent out on somebody's email list.
And
Now, I
that's
don't know about you
praying.
guys. I've not seen a candle valued at $30,000. Have you?
No. No. It's preying on the vulnerable again, and not just vulnerable, as we all know as readers. Some of our clients are desperate.
Right.
They
some
will
of our
do
clients seem to kick
anything.
in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I say give your head a wobble. And I use that saying a lot.
Well, and that's understandable. I don't say that one. I don't say that they need to kick in the ass. I tell them point blank, look, dude's not coming. Get
yeah.
your ass up and go talk to these other three dudes that have been showing up on my deck for months now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but if the dude's coming, the dude's coming. You can choose to wait for him or not. That is your choice. But networks don't like that. Don't like when I tell clients that, no, he's not going to be in love, that he's not the love of your life. Clients don't like hearing the truth either. Too bad. I got one star
yeah.
for it. Great. Let's have a cookie.
Yeah. The thing is, we are not true to ourselves if we fill them full of bullshit.
Exactly. We're not con artists.
No.
And I have to keep reminding certain people of that. Like,
yeah.
sorry, I'm not a con artist.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there is so much shake up in the moment with the brands that we work for.
Well, there's a shake up across the industry. Like, not just
yeah.
that, but like, not the major brands, but even the minor brands. Because I work for, like, MistyPsychics.com.
Yeah.
I got emails from her recently, and it's like, yeah, the networks, the work is changing. It used to be, when we signed on, when I started, and probably when you started, possibly, you phoned in, you entered your access code, and you waited
yeah.
for the call.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we've got to be content creators.
Yeah.
We've got to be social media marketing. We've
Can
got
I just
to
add, guys, we are not paid for that.
No.
We are not paid for any of these extras.
Uh-huh.
They expect us to do it for free. Don't get me wrong. These shows I bloody love doing because the banter that we have between us is unreal.
Right.
You know, to me, this is just coffee with friends. And so is a Monday evening, because that's
yeah.
become our regular thing. But
yeah.
the companies expect so much out of us for nothing.
Well, they do. But, I recently got in discussion with a group of psychics that were still in that mindset. If I just flip my button on, I'm working. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're no longer doing your job.
No.
That is 1/8 of your job is to do your readings.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. If you're not doing content creation, if you're not posting on social media, if you're not, you know, doing videos of some sort, if you're not creating informational blogs, if
yeah.
you're not writing articles, if you're not signed to your network, if you're not knowing your numbers. Like, I've
yeah.
had a manager tell me, you're not making a dime today. You're not even working.
But you work for that company. You make that company money.
Right.
I just don't get it.
I do. It's because they don't have the skills that we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've seen what they do when they market themselves. You get stupid stuff like, you know, I don't know, ordering a cameo from a B-rated or, I don't know, C-rated movie star talking about the company that they've never gotten readings from. Used as a commercial in a national campaign. And you go and you look at the feedback.
What they need to do is, as Miss Hoodie says, keep it real.
Yeah.
That's what they need to do. Get genuine people. Look at me. I'm no advert material. My boobs are bigger than my belly. My legs are like short little pins, but I'm real. What you see is what you get.
Exactly.
And but that's the only what way clients can get it is if we supply it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, granted, me and you work for a few companies that will actually fucking tell us what to do.
Yeah.
What do you need? All right. We need you to raise your price. We need you to work on Thursdays. We need you to sign in right now. Because there's one company, and I love this company to death. They, instead of calling us in the old days, which thank God for that, because I'm tired of hearing my phone ring at 9 in the morning after I just logged out. We need you on the network. They'll send an email. Can you please log on? We're low on readers right now. Can you log on?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
I gotta say, the one company we both work for specifically, we don't hear from them. That is how a company should be run.
Mm-hmm.
You know the one I mean.
I know the one you mean, and we do hear from them. We hear to them when they need us. We hear to them when they want an article. We hear from them when they want something else.
But they don't push us into doing anything, do they?
They don't push us into doing anything, but they also don't bullshit us. They don't say, well, our research shows. They will say, point blank, we need readers online. Point blank, we need you to send free minutes.
Yeah. And that's what I like about that company, because we only contact them if there's a problem.
Right.
And they work with us rather than against us, or rather than trying to tell us how to do our jobs.
No, but there are also ones that will tell us point blank, you've got to use Mozilla Fox.
Yeah.
You can use nothing else. You have to be on a wired line. Do not be on wireless. Do not use Chrome or Edge. This is the one you use.
Yeah.
And these are your port settings.
And it's wrong because we pay, as you said, we pay for everything that we have in our properties.
Mm-hmm.
Like on the one site that we both work for, I find that a really patronizing site. The way their web page looks is so cheap and nasty. Mm-hmm. But us as readers are not allowed to have a say in that.
Well, what I find, what annoys me is their categories, they list their readers on the homepage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what we saw, well, and they sent us what those categories actually meant. And I went, excuse me?
I wonder, I'm just going to ask the guys in the comment. Right, can you tell me what the difference is between a card reading and a 360 reading?
I'll tell you, I'll answer that one. But also, I want to know, what is your definition of best available?
That best available to me would be this reader is online and they're the best to read with.
Right. That would be my definition.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, no, I don't think it's fair that it is that best available means the people who have had the most repeat calls.
To me, the people we read for are drawn to us. We shouldn't be pushed on to anybody.
Right. I also think of best available should be the highest rated on the site, not who has been, who has had the highest retention.
Yeah. 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 That's actually a good point, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That really is, because we are forced to put on one of our sites what we prefer answering.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's LGBT. As you can tell, I'm gay. I don't care. I am what I am. The other thing
you can come
is...
come over and rebuild my car later.
The other thing is love and money, but we have to be careful with that, They've put money down as an option, but we are not allowed to advise on anything financially.
We cannot advise on stocks. We can advise on how to spend your money. I.e., don't call me every damn day.
The same as we are not allowed to advise on pregnancy, legal, or health-related matters. But when your clients have paid already to come to you with that question, I feel pretty damn bad telling them, I'm sorry, we can't answer it.
I do too. That's when I'm contacting, you know, support and going, refund this client.
Yeah. But we can't
I'll let it expire.
Yeah.
I'll take the write-up. If I get a question that I can't answer, I'll let it expire. Let them write me up.
Yeah. It's really weird the way they expect us to work.
What I don't get is how many different ways do they expect us to say, he ain't coming back. He ain't coming back. He's not returning. Or the opposite of that. Yes, there's a relationship here, but you got to calm the hell down and leave this dude alone.
Yeah.
Why don't you focus on your career? Why don't you work with your relationship on your parents? You need to work on your own self-love. And I have said all these in the same day to the same person. And I am thinking, dear God, thank God that, you know, they are texting me instead of the boyfriend. And then I thought, they're texting me when he doesn't answer.
Yeah. Do you love it when, like, everything comes through on our screen before we answer? The name pops up and you're like, oh, fuck me, not again. I've just put the phone down. It's like, what more can I tell you? You've already had an hour's reading.
Let's see. I hate long readings. My max is 1 hour, and that is a firm line of 1 hour. Because if your life is that messed up that you need more than an hour reading with me, because I shotgun read. I shotgun, I can speed through, you know, is he coming back? Yes, 3 to 6 weeks. Dark hair, blue car, blah, 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 like boom, 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 boom. This is how I was trained to read. Because I used to sign on the old network. I would sign on and they say, we have 100 customers waiting for you. And there's 27 additional customers in queue. Get through them as soon as you can. Yeah. Keep your call time up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm hyper when I have a lot of customers. Like, I can go boom, 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 boom. So I make sure that my computer is up to date.
Yeah.
It has no blockers on it, no ad blockers, no porty blockers, no spyware blockers, no blocking anything, no pop-up blockers. And I will go through and hyper-clear Clio.
Yeah.
So if a customer sees, like, I have 5 or 6 in line, get in line. I'll get with you in a half hour. By the time you get your coffee, cook, fixed, sit down, ready for your reading, I can get to you.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, there are so many companies out there and so many policies, and I hear the same thing from all of them, but they're not owned by the same people.
No. No.
But they're damn sure starting to run like it.
And that's the annoying thing, because we can't work in our own individual, unique ways. They expect us to go by their rules. Well, I'm sorry, my love. I'm paying you to work for your company, so I'll work the way I want to work. If you don't like it, get rid of me.
Say that again so we can have that. Say that a little louder for the people behind you that didn't hear that part. We pay them to work for them.
Yes. Because they take a cut of what we earn. So basically, we pay them to work for them. They will not dictate to me how to work, how to speak, because they come back right off, because I've got plenty of companies that want me to work from.
Simple as that. But at the same time there, it's like, no. You can't be, you know, digging back.
You know me. I'll tell them how I think, how I feel, as I done with our meeting a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm me. If they don't like the way I work, fuck me off. Because I can go somewhere else and probably earn more.
Yeah, but they don't want to do that. Point blank, they don't want to do that because point blank,
That's why I get away
you.
with it.
Well, I know, but at the same time, honey, you know, you gotta be really, you have to play the game some. And but some of it is just like, no, this is shit you have to do. Like, this is what's expected by the clients now. If they can't find you on social media, there's many clients that will not call you.
I'm going to throw the cat among the pigeons, yeah.
Oh, goodness. We'll catch the
I'm going to
pigeons
throw one
first.
your way. How would the guys feel about me doing a show, this show, every 2 weeks?
Oh, this would be fun. We'd have to work out scheduling, but we could do it. Yeah, I mean, because you're coming back next week. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I think it would be interesting because we've got a lot of readers in the comments. And it's good to have
I
their
invited them.
input. Yeah.
I invited them. No, I'll be honest. I invited my whole crew and said, hey, you guys hear me bitch about this all the time, hear it from somebody else. That's why I'm like, what about cookies? What about antiviruses? What about browsers? What about computer and equipment? What about content creation?
Because I'm happy to go along with it. Trust Brenda to say yes.
Yeah, she loves seeing you. She loves seeing you because you get me going.
Brenda just likes seeing the baby photos.
That too, that too. We got a lot of comments on those. I got to screenshot those and send those to you just for you to see. But what about numbers? How important are numbers?
Do you know, to me, numbers don't mean anything.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, if I'm working, if I don't earn a lot, I'll make that up another day.
But have you
As
not noticed that if you don't make a lot on the 5th of this month, next month on the 5th, you order to take a freaking day off?
Do you know, I don't think like that.
I know.
I just see it as my savings are there, but if I need to take time off, I'll have a day off when I need to. Like I had a day off a fortnight ago, and oh my God, I was like a born again virgin. I've never enjoyed myself so much. I didn't worry about work, I didn't worry about anything.
You must not carried your phone with you.
I didn't. I put it on silent and left her in the bottom of my bag.
That's what I thought. Because I promise you that was digging.
I worked Christmas Day. Give me a break.
Did you get holiday pay for that Christmas day?
Normal rate.
Do you want to tell them what our Christmas bonus scam was?
If you answered so many questions in the month, you got an extra 10%. What's the actual fact? What is 10% of 500 going to give you? £50. What can you buy from £50? Not a week's back in shopping, that's for sure. Oh, thank you, Brenda. I've got to think now. March the 1st, we have St. David's Day. Let me just check. Oh, that falls on a Friday. So the following Thursday, I'll show you some Welsh cakes.
Yes. Okay. Now, are these the one you slam against the wall?
These are the ones you flip and you fry and you add currants and cherries and
No.
cover in sugar. You're
There
thinking of
isn't both.
pancakes.
Is that what I'm thinking
Pancake,
of?
yeah. Pancake day, we toss them up. If they stick to the ceiling, you know they're done.
Okay. No, in Scarlet, in the second book of Gone with the Wind, Scarlet goes back to Ireland, to the original homestead. And they talk about, and I believe it's Christmas. It's a holiday in general. And they slam a cake against the wall and then eat the pieces of the cake.
That could
And
actually be a fruit cake.
okay. And I'm hoping it's not the American cake because I'd have to patch the walls. That thing is heavy.
And a fruit cake is. So I bet that's what it is. I'll have to Google that and find out for you.
Please do. Please do.
I'll find out for
All
you.
right, so we've talked about the crap about networks. Let's talk about the good things about networks. The ones I work for pay on time.
Yeah.
I can set my rate to whatever I want. Apparently now I can even lower my rate without them getting too pissy.
I like to keep my rate the same, as I said earlier.
Yeah.
The good things about networks, like the one company we work for, they just leave us get on with it.
Right.
The other company that we work for, that we have the group chat for, nothing good I can say about them. They
Oh,
don't
I can
pay
say
on
a few.
time. They pay us when they want to pay us, if it's days late or weeks late.
But they don't run off with their pay.
No, that's something they don't do. They're just not very good with pay dates.
That's still in debate. It's like they changed their payment policy and we're supposed to get paid everything up to the payday. They still ain't got that one figured out. Like the left hand wrote a memo, the right hand didn't get told about
Yeah.
it. I can turn them off. And when I turn them off, they stay off.
Yeah. I like the clients. I've made so many good friends that they refer to me as friends now rather than a reader. And I think that's a massive thing with our jobs is we build up those rapport with clients.
I love the clients. They get clients from everywhere. I've talked to
Yeah.
clients on all seven continents. And I do mean all seven, including Antarctica. That was an interesting ice cold breed, but anyhow.
A bit cheesy there.
It was. I like the camaraderie with most of the readers. I like that I can sit and work from anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as the specs on my side are set up.
Yeah.
Now, I've had better managers. Right now, we've got a great one. I don't know what's going on with her. I think her hand's being tied a good bit, but I think she's a good manager. I've had some bitchy ones and I've had some terrible managers.
Well, the manager we got now, if she's unsure of anything or wondering if things will work, she comes to me. And then I come
Right.
to you and say, what do you think about this?
Yeah, and I go, I don't like that. Why don't you try this instead?
That's how it should be. It should come between our, it should come to readers to see what our opinion is.
See, I think readers should be at the table or at the table at every game of the ball gambit here. Okay? Like they have all these teams for different things. Okay? A marketing team. Why isn't there a psychic on the marketing team? A paid position. Pay us our money. Pay us half our fee. Like come to us and ask us what our consulting fee is.
I've even asked if I could meet the big boss via Zoom. The answer was no, because you'd rip them to shreds. I'd rip them to shreds because they ain't got a clue how things work.
Well, I took on one of our big bosses. Actually, I've had meetings with one of our with our super boss. For that brand, the super boss, I had him on speed dial as long as he was in the US. Now he's not in the US anymore. So I don't know what his cell phone number is. I get, but I'm sure he has learned to take his cell phone number out of his signature of his email. Because I think he was a little shocked when I called him and said, your network is down and you are costing me thousands. Now you can either get it up and get it running or give me the number to your engineer.
Yeah.
Suddenly I had an invite to a Slack chat. And then his replacement was a blonde, useless person. Unfortunately, she's still somewhere in the company.
I love those people because I like to bring them down a peg or two.
Oh, I've brought her down a peg or two, and she's like, well, and it just amazes me. It amazes me. Now, I work for a company. Unfortunately, you can't join them. Bob's Best American Sidekicks. I love working for Bob. Bob's amazing. He only employs U.S. psychics, unfortunately. But he does the due diligence. Like, he pulls a background check and every damn thing on before he'll hire you.
Yeah.
I also wish that other companies would do that.
Yeah. How many times have we read certain things, we've gone back to managers and said, what the fucking hell are you doing? They're not psychic. They are just giving generalized answers from their own opinions.
I hate that. I also hate the ones that, you know, you read it and it's like, hello, daughter. So nice for you to message. Okay, a client has paid for this yeah. reading.
Yeah.
Hello, daughter. So nice of you to message. I would love to talk to you further about this matter. You have a star in your third natal chart. Third what? Third what? Natal chart? How do you have three natal charts?
Yeah.
That is quite interesting. Question was, how is my weekend going to go?
Yeah.
Did they get an answer in that? No.
I've made complaints about that because I've got big things. If somebody have come to us this recently lost their mother or grandmother, or somebody that can't have children, and you're referred into them as daughter. No, it's not the done thing.
I don't like that. I don't like misgendering people.
No.
I don't like that if they pay for a question to be answered, they get the answer to the question.
Yeah.
Don't be sitting there going, well, thanks for calling. Now let's join in prayer.
I had, I test them, as you know. And as I said earlier, I'm gay. You can see that by looking at me. And then one reader told me that I was going to meet this tall, dark, and handsome man.
Honey, do you know how many times I was supposed to marry a blonde, thin chick? One, short people are lovely friends. I like my men tall. I don't like them thin.
Yeah.
None of my husbands have ever been thin.
Yeah.
Thinly, sickly things aren't mine. And I definitely ain't dating females because there ain't enough damn closet space.
And I'm certainly not dating a man. I don't like the worm.
Understandable, understandable. I at least prefer a good conda, but, you know, that's just me.
Oh, you like a reach around. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. But just
you were stuck for like, words.
I was. But for me, it's like, can you not get a clue? Like, I'm sorry. I know I have the gay list. You can tell it in my voice. You don't know how many test readings I've done and been told that, like, and I, you know, what do you see in my love life? This is an easy, simple reading for anybody to do.
Yeah.
That's going to be on the line. You will hear that question 300 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, looking here, we have the Queen of Wands, so you're going to be marrying a blonde, someone a little bit older. Okay, yeah, I do kind of like older, especially at this time when I assess them. Female. Click.
Yeah.
Unhireable.
Yeah. You don't refer to anybody as a certain sex. That's a main one. A main one straight away.
And pronouns.
That is so true. That really is.
Right. Very much so. Regina is commenting about, you know what, if they don't tell you, then I get what I get normally. If it's female, then it's feminine energy, and that's normal. But it's kind of very like evident that when you're going into a test reading, get into the customers. Like that's an e
Yeah.
that's a, like that's a top level question. Let's get down to the dirt of it. So when was the last time you had a relationship? What are you looking for in a relationship? Because you've got a few options here, and normally you do. Believe me, there is normally a queue.
I don't know.
I do. People are insane. So here's a question for Hazel to predict on. Do you think we'll ever get like a SAG union for psychics?
No.
Do you think that we'll ever get corporate recognition for what all we do?
No.
Yep.
Because it's not recognized. Over here, when you apply for car insurance, house insurance, you have to put down what job you do. Psychic is never on the list. I have to refer to myself as a customer service advisor.
How cute.
Could you see me standing behind a counter in a store with a hat on and
Right.
a bloody overall that touches the floor?
Yeah.
Piss off.
I could see you standing there going, "How can I help you today? Oh, you want a bun? And here's your bun. You want a loaf of bread? Here's a loaf of bread. Go for it. Catch it."
Bitch. But yes,
Yeah.
our work has a lot to be desired.
Well, our work has changed, and I think that we're still adapting to that change because let's face it, what was fit? Let's see. MySpace. So MySpace was 20 years ago. Where social media began.
That's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. Two thousand four is when Facebook started.
20 years ago, bloody hell.
I know. You knew it would creep into our job sometime. It's like video readings. I am so waiting for them.
See, I've got mixed views on them.
Okay.
I really have. But then I've got the kids back and forth. So
Right.
that's perhaps why I have mixed views on them.
If you can't tell, Regina, definitely I would go, well, are you looking for a male or a female? Because I'm seeing both energies. Yeah. Like, that's perfectly okay to ask. But give grounding for what you're asking. But no. So you knew it would creep into our industry. It's like this new virtual reality stuff.
If I wanted to be in a virtual TV show, I would go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That would be fun.
Could you imagine? I'd be killing everyone within a week.
Oh, Big Brother would be amazing to have you on.
They'd need the psychiatric team for everybody else.
But no, what I because I do them in Second Life right now, which is a game that is virtual. So you have your own avatar, and it's all like a little Second Life, and We have a beach house and we have a house in the mountains, and both of them have offices for me to do readings at, the whole 99 yards. So I do them there. I can't wait to have a virtual office where, I'm sitting there at my desk here, and you walk through that wall and you sit down in front of me and I should lay out the cards and we can actually have a full conversation about it. I think that will be amazing to do.
I think you've got a long time to wait.
Oh, I don't. I would give it a probably 10 years.
See, I don't know. Did I just see our little guest making an appearance there?
Yeah, she's on my lap. Do you know she had to be somewhere on me?
I did.
Yeah. So anyhow, what's your holdbacks on video?
If you got a family,
mm-hmm.
I think a video is very intrusive.
I
think it's because where my office is, that's what mm-hmm. I find intrusive. I don't have people to the house to do readings because I found that intrusive.
Right. See,
go on.
But that's why you have an office, like at the foot of your stairs there. You put up your kids' gate, and if gate's closed, he knows to stay up.
Yeah. But then at the same time, it's his house as well.
Mm-hmm. Me, I have a backdrop behind me. Those bookshelves are there. You can't see into my house. And I think that that's important for readers, is you have a workspace. There's a desk with a computer that is hardlined. You can't be sitting on a couch just watching, flipping through Netflix.
No.
You're not going to get calls. You've got to have that computer activity.
And that's the thing, Regina. You can do what you want to do then, and you're not held, I'm going to say, to ransom by clients that have booked in beforehand. I live in a pretty rough area, and I was afraid that the people that were coming into my home would come back later and cause issues for me, such as robbing my TV or something like that. So that's why I stopped doing them at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to take everything into account as well.
You do. It's like I only do readings at events when I go to do events. And right now I'm only doing events that I like.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. All right, my darling. So how do clients get a hold of you directly?
They can get to me on my Facebook, which is Hazel Lewis. Look, don't put me on the bloody plate like this. This was a last minute decision.
Uh-huh.
But next time I will have my email sorted out.
Right.
And I will have everything ready for you.
Uh-huh.
This was a last minute decision when I said, do you want me to do a show with you?
Yes, I want you to do many shows with me, but yes, you can come over and actually talk. All right, so let me see if I can find it, because I've tracked you down to get your bio. Well, that ain't you. That really is not you.
Hang on. I wonder if I can do it this way. Oh, my God. I wish they'd stop changing things.
I got it.
You've got it?
I've got it.
Right.
It's real easy. Firefly Tarot over at Facebook. You can book her there for now until I like pin her down and say, all right, now we're going to make this right and red. And she's able to do phone readings, do
Yeah.
she prefers text email, text readings.
I don't mind phone readings. If you book in advance, I will do video calls so then I can give my son like notice to vacate the area sort of thing. So that's not an issue either.
Kind of that type of thing. But remember, guys, she's 5.5 hours ahead of us in the US.
Yeah, it's 2:30 a.m. now.
And we're gonna be wrapping this up so you can go get some sleepy. Of course, you
Yes.
can reach me over at aceandknight.com for private readings. You can go over to keen.com. I'm currently on 15% off there. And I'll be that till the end of the month. Yes, she is in the UK, Regina.
I am. I'm just outside London. Just outside the Queen's Palace. I actually live where, well, about 10 minutes away from the Queen's second home at Sandringham.
Which is now the King's second home, correct?
Yes,
Like,
don't
did he
confuse me.
move?
Do you know the
I know the time. All right, so let's pay some bills, shall we? Do. Thank you, Beverly Walker, Mika G, Kathy, Mary Winfield, Brenda, Shannon C, Shannon D, Lady Gwendolyn, Charles Shaw, Tracy Van, Caitlin Bell, and Devon. If you guys want to learn more about how you can support the network, you can do so by visiting PCSPnetwork.com and click the barista button. Right, guys, we will see you later. Bye, y'all.
Bye.